Felt great. Felt great. You know, we're not out there with the guys. It's different, you know, when practice, you know, you get whistles and all that. But when you're out there and the bullets are flying live and you get to actually compete, you know, and test your technique and your talents against somebody else, it felt pretty good.
You know, it seemed like on the first two times that you stopped the Bengals, you had big plays on both of them. Some third down plays against AJ. What do you remember about the big plays against AJ in the first half?
First of all, you know, AJ is such a unique talent. You know what I mean? Your technique has to be on point every time. He's very quick, elusive. I mean, he's everything you can ever ask for in a wide receiver. So I knew going into this game, you know, my feet work and everything was about to be on point to guard him. The first play of the screen, I was there to sniff that out right there and make a big play for us. And the second time was, you know, old-fashioned one-on-one football. You know, they tried to give me with a back shoulder, you know, and I was able to stay on top and make a play on it. So I felt pretty good out there.
In addition to AJ, just their passing offense in general with Andy Dalton, what kind of challenges did they pose to you guys?
Well, I mean, for us, it was just giving up big plays, and you know, not being productive inside the red zone. I mean, if you check a look at the stats, they're pretty equal on both sides. You know, difference is they stood up when it really counted and forced those kick field goals, and you know, we just gave up way too many big plays, and that pretty much sums the game up right there.